only bougie people have stylists, right?
Maybe.
No, they don't. So this is my stylist, Lauren Perez. She's from Lorene Group. You can find them online at marinegroup.com.
Well, let's just breach the subject. First things first. Why did you get a stylist?
So truthfully, I don't know how to dress myself correctly. Like, I would go to events, right, Lauren? And, like, I would not know what to wear. And I would always wear the exact same thing. So a friend of mine said, you have to meet Lauren. She's not going to make you wear things you don't want to wear. She's really easygoing, and she's going to work with you. And now I turn to you for everything. Like, little things you've taught me along the way have changed me for the better. Great. Yeah.
How did you get into this, Lauren? How did you end up being somebody that styles people with what they wear and what they purchase and how they put themselves together?
I have been in the business for over 25 years. I was a buyer for a local group and did a lot of traveling and always worked very closely with clients and built, you know, a small group of clients that I worked with directly. Just help them build a wardrobe that, you know, made sense for them.
You know, to be fair, listen, as a guy, I know that it's daunting. I mean, I see my wife get dressed and what she goes through. It makes me feel terrible that this is what, you know, magazine, society, all that stuff has done to us. Guys, we do the same thing to a lesser degree, but we don't feel great all the time. For Anna, she's been feeling better. She's been dressing better. I think she's walking into rooms feeling more ready for what she's there to do.
There are some certain things that you think belong in every single closet. I mean, now I have them, so I feel better about it.
You can bring it up without crying when she tells you now.
So let's go through them.
My business partner, Aaron Herman, and I, we believe in like low-key kind of staples. You know, whether it's having a great white t-shirt, a great white blouse, a nice black blazer, a good leather jacket, a pretty sandal with a heel along with a flat. We are always about the high-low. We want you to invest in your wardrobe, but not everything has to be thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars. There's a way to infuse some of these other kinds of pieces and help them look elevated.
The black blazer, the white oversized shirt. What are your favorite jean brands?
I am a Levi's girl, like from when I was a kid, but I like Redone, Mother Denim. You are Mother Denim.
Yeah.
I just like a jean that looks good on me.
Now, Raven has some questionable clothing things that he wears, and he thought he would run it by you to see if you would give him his approval.
Pants and shorts made out of athletic or dry wick material. Is that okay?
I mean, if you're going to the gym or hanging
Raven's
out at
not
home
going to the gym.
On the weekend,
no.
There's no gym in your... No, athletic shorts.
No, I'm going to the work. Skinny jeans, long shorts, or oversized t-shirts for guys?
I like a nice, a silhouette that like skims the body, not oversized. Skinny jeans, I think we can move to straight.
Socks with slides, tall socks, hats with tags. This is for my kid. He comes over and he's wearing slides and he's got socks up to his knees. Like, what's he doing there?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is kind of a thing for, you know.
I like that you think your son that you think is so out of fashion is the only one that actually is on trend.
It's kind of a thing. My son does it, too. But he has just played sports, so it's like a post-sports thing.
Yeah, no, he's doing it like right after he's done something. My kid's just finished a landscaping job, so it's a little different.
I think for the average adult, I would say no socks with slides.
You want to figure out how to dress yourself, too? You could head to their website, lorenegroup.com.